friends, a very important part of any performance management process is effectively seeing how strategic is the performance management. What do we mean by the word strategic? Strategic essentially means, is it in line with what the organization's strategy is? Are we in line with what the business really requires? Is the performance management process in line with what the organization goals are? Is it strategically aligned? So a strategic performance management process is like a, it's a huge term in a way, but it is more to describe what are the methodologies or what are the processes any businesses would use to manage the success of the organization. Through the performance management process, is the business getting what it wants at the end of the day? Is it getting the profits that it is looking at? Is it looking at the revenue that it has planned for the year or for the next 5 years? How is it aligned with the business? So it's more like a collaborative process. It's the success or the failure of any organization will be a lot dependent on how the performance of the whole organization is and how people are performing in line with what are the frameworks the organization has defined, what are the methodologies management has employed, what would the management look at when they want to look at performance from its people. So it's very important that the overall goal of the organization, the strategic goal of the organization, and the performance management process should be in line with each other. So let's look at what is project performance management versus what is strategic performance management. So we did, I hope you remember, and if you looked at what we spoke before, is there is an increasing need for people to be assessed based on the projects that they are working. They want there is a need held in terms of how are we assessed on the areas that we are working on the projects that we are working on. Instead of waiting for the whole year or 6 months to really define my performance, once my project is over, let me know how I have performed. So project performance management tracks performance on a particular project, or if you have on a particular project that are working, if you have multiple projects, then what is the portfolio of your projects and how you have done on those projects comparatively, and essentially something that has driven your performance as a part of the organization, projects which are part of the organization. While a strategic performance management will deal with all the aspects of the organization. So project performance will essentially become a part of the whole. Okay, it's a part of the whole. While if you look at a project goal, it will feed into the organization's goal. So if an organization goals, we spoke about, you know, this 200 crore revenue goal if an organization has, then a project goal would be to feed into those 200 crores through an innovation that they are working on. So they are, suppose, let's take an example of a pharma company, and it has decided that it wants its revenue to grow by 200 crores this year, and the plan is to do it via innovating a new medicine for heart ailment. Okay, the project which is working, the team, the R&D team which is working on this project to innovate that new medicine for heart, which will help fuel the growth of the pharma organization towards achieving its 200 crore revenue, would be that project goal, would be goal of that R&D team. That is something that will eventually feed in the organization goal. There's also personal performance management, another concept, versus the strategic performance management. Personal performance management looks at performance of all employees, how individuals' performances are linked and how it is aligned to the strategy of the divisions, departments, enterprise as a whole. How are each departments working interchangeably with each other? How people are working interchangeably with each other, and hence how overall, people are collectively going towards looking at an organization goal as a whole. So it in the personal performance management process, it will include regular reviews of how the staff is performing, but it would also look at what is the competency people require. Are they evaluated based on their competency? Are employees' goal setting happening properly? Is salary happening? Culture reviews happening? Managerial reviews happening? Employee feedback cycles? Everything would be part of a personal performance management process. So any organization would have a defined strategy and a plan to execute, as well as a list of projects that are developed specifically to achieve these objectives. Okay, so that would be form a part of the strategic performance management process. So all the people who are working towards accomplishing these objectives on a daily basis, they're either using their skills, their time, they're getting the tasks done. Every individual goals, every individual who is working on these various goals will eventually feed into the overall organization's goals. So linking individual's goals with organization goals ultimately establishes credibility to the whole process of performance management. It establishes accountability, yeah, and it boosts employee engagement. So how does a strategic performance management process help? It helps organization to set realistic goals. We have a 200 crore goal. It's a very it's a goal. Possible, not possible. We talked about clear goals. Is it very, very clear? Yes, it is clear. It is realistic in nature. What will it do? It will drive the right set of behaviors from people. People know that this is where we want to reach. So what is it that we have to do in terms of behavior to be able to get? I have to be innovative if I'm part of our R&D team. I have to sell well if I'm part of the sales team. I have to market well if I'm part of the marketing team. Okay. So everybody, people who are working on similar teams will be on the same page knowing what the goals are, and by collaborating with each other and promoting inter and intra-departmental cooperation, the overall performance process is achieved for an organization to be able to achieve its final goals. So essentially, what would be the steps? Similar to what we have spoken before, we decide on the goals, the organization looks at what it is, what are its current capabilities, what are its current competencies, where is it in terms of the current goal that they have marked, what can it do to increase the capability of its people. So say for example, again, let's look at the example again. If there is a team, if an organization is looking at 200 crore revenue to be achieved in this year, they will look at what every department's capabilities are. What is the learning that is required? What can we do to increase competency of people in those teams? What are the bottlenecks that can be removed so that the competencies grow, right? And linking this performance with the goals and recognizing what should be done and what should not be done. It's very important, guys, for us to understand at times. I think this is a very, very important time. That we have to recognize what are our assumptions on what we can do and what we cannot do based on our goals. Sometimes people go out of the way to achieve certain things, but we also have people who do not know what to do and are not very clear on how do they actually achieve their goals. Certain teams or leaders might assume that they have certain capabilities to achieve, but when they get on the ground, they realize they might not have the skills required for them to really achieve their team goals, their project goals, and ultimately the organization goals. So defining goals is an important process in terms of understanding your own capabilities, your own competencies, getting it together, and you know, working on what could be the gaps for us to fill up for reaching our goals. So organizations measure their financials. We were talking about how organizations would measure their financials. We talked about customer satisfaction, what is the employee turnover. For example, high attrition is not a good sign for any organization, but high retention is in a way good for the organization because knowledge is there within the organization for what the organization wants to achieve. So these are some of the measures an organization could use to look at whether the organization's performance process is as per line. Also, for any organization to track on the goals, it needs to set measures that will actually reflect the strategy, not just some simple measures which will help, which are easy to track, but real measures. As we talked about, customer satisfaction is a very real measure. It really shows where you stand as an organization in terms of what you are delivering. Your financials are the strongest measures which talk about where you are. So your measures have to really, really be very strong on how you measure your goals. It's also important while you're aligning measures across the organization, what is the data you're collecting to look at your measures, okay? Where is your data coming from? What kind of formats you're collecting the data? Which system is collecting your data? This data is very crucial for you to be able to take decisions. And whatever data that is being collected, it must be in line with what the measures are. So if you're collecting some other data, you want data for customer satisfaction. So what is exactly within customer satisfaction? What is the data that you're collecting from your customers, which will really tell you whether your customers are satisfied or not, okay? Hence, it's important that your measures, whatever measures you are doing, are important in terms of you understanding where you stand, what is whether you are on target, whether your goal is meaningful, whether the strategy, whatever growth strategy you have planned, you plan to take on new products, you want to measure them. All these has to be in line with whatever is your revenue growth. So performance data should not be compiled again in silos, but in a consolidated platform, okay? So you have some data here, some data there. For you to be able to gather that data and give you very meaningful insights is important. And hence a platform which gives you this data should be a very strong platform which should be able to tell you where do you really stand. I'll give you a very simple example. Let us assume you take some a graph, for example. There could be a lot of data, but when you see a graph, you get a whole picture together, right? Any graphs give you a larger picture together. So hence it is important that data is not kept in silos, and tools, whatever tools you are using to manage your performance data, the details of the data required format, all these must be looked at, must be predefined. It has to be reviewed on a periodic basis, okay? So that's how your tools have to enable your management of your data. What kind of data you're collecting, where you're collecting, is it the right data, is it consolidated, is it available, is it seen in its totality. Most of the performance data, whatever performance data you have, it has to be reviewed on quarterly basis. And if there are any corrections that need to be done for this data, it has to be corrected at the right time. I am sure we do not want any failure in the data that we are collecting. So the analysis of the data is key. If you are not able to analyze the data properly because it has not been collected properly, it is not on a periodic basis, the data might throw things which are not useful to you. So it's vital and important that you collect the right data so that the analysis in line with the goals you have set has also to be able to match. So there is this concept of plan, do, check and act approach is commonly used, okay? And this approach, definitely, how do you implement this program? What do you really do is you plan, you do, you check and you act. So say the leadership commitment, number one, of course, you need leadership commitment for any performance management program to be successful. We all know that if it has to translate at all levels, right? So when you implement any strategic performance management practice, it will require you to track the measures. We talked about reviewing the results regularly. We talked about making process changes wherever you get new insights which come into light. So leadership commitment for all this is very important. that leadership must set time aside for this purpose. So any performance management process, it's a big strategic overhaul. And if leadership commitment is not there for this process, the chances of this process failure is huge. Because when people see commitment from the top for any program or any process, within this, people are equally involved to be a part of the whole process. So when organization processes are driven, they have to be driven from the top. There has to be commitment from the top. People have to be able to see the commitment. People have to see the management involvement in a performance management process. They have to see their involvement in making it happen. They have to see their involvement in measuring. They have to see management's involvement in being able to bring this process in terms of fairness, transparency, and be more goal-oriented as well. So we also know that it is heavily data reliant process. The data, a lot of data is collected in this whole process. It is shared with the with various stakeholders who are part of this process, and you know, various kind of data which is being collected in different functions. All this data is also shared with the leadership. So to avoid any kind of conflict for whoever are involved in that process, the data ownership policy, who owns what data. So in any performance management process, the HR will own a lot of data, right? And then there'll be supporting functions who will enable the data capture as well. But traditionally, the HR departments are known to capture a lot of data. A lot of information is captured. A lot of information is confidential as well in this whole nature. How the information is passed, who gets the information, who has access to this performance information, all that is very crucial to be defined in a data ownership policy. So say, why are we talking about this? Why are we saying this? Is say, for example, I have a team and I have 5 people in my team. How each of my team members is performing, I will rate their performance. I will speak to them about their performance. And my personal performance, how I'm doing at work, how I'm progressing, is very dear to an employee. Say you have an employee who's not performing well, and you know, if that becomes a public knowledge that somebody is not performing well, he's not able to achieve his goals, he's not able to deliver as per expectations, can become a problem for that employee in terms of the team supporting that employee to succeed. Sometimes people would use it for their own personal gains. And hence, data management, how performance data is captured, brought together, and its confidentiality is maintained, is equally important in any performance management program. So for any business strategy function, typically the leadership and function heads or the business owners and all of that, managing this source data, the quality of the data, analyzing the, they have to work together and decide on the execution of how this data has to be used and what decisions are to be taken based on the data. You cannot, if the data, they have to also check the validity of the data. They have to reconfirm the data. Now, HR plays a very vital role in this whole process where they bring this data together, they analyze the data, they present the data at times. Systems also are important in terms of how the systems are capturing data and what kind of data they are throwing. And based on that, what decisions the leaders and the strategic team will take on what they would do with this data, because eventually, someday, we have spoken about that as well before, that based on your performance, you would get your rewards. Based on your performance, you would progress in an organization. Say, for example, high performing people get promoted to the next level. So a lot of this information, which is decision making, which happens on the basis of the data that has been collected. So source data, quality of the data, how the data is being analyzed is crucial in any performance management program. So for any performance management process, to become successful, you have to hire right Definitely. Right in the beginning, if your hiring is wrong, the entire process can go for a toss. A person is hired for a particular skill and is assigned to another skill, he will be unsuccessful. So hiring right for the right positions is the number one criteria in any performance management process. Right from the beginning, it's important to invest in good people. Your job descriptions have to be very clear. Your hiring processes have to be very strong to be able to get the right set of people on the job. The organization has to be able to recognize good employees, performing employees, high caliber employees, high potential employees at the right time in the beginning. People have to get visibility as potential future leaders. For example, all your high performing employees, all people who are high performing, or people who have high potential are your high pot all your high pots are your potential future leaders. They are the ones who are going to take the organization's baton. They are going to help the organization grow. They are going to help the organization achieve its goal. And hence, identifying these people at the right time is very, very important, and hiring the right people at the right time is also very important. So putting future leaders in situations where they need to make decision, helping them grow, mentoring them, coaching them, using different means to get these people to the next level are some of the outcomes that come out from a performance management program. And any successful performance management programs will throw you a list of your high performing people who have to be nurtured, cared for, and who have to be grown, who have to be taken care of explicitly from their teams.